Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, our doubleheader tonight. But as you could tell with the voice, the story is the Bearcats are at home. They've got 6 of 7 on the road and only 2 home games in January. And, John, you kind of have to savor it when you get a chance to do the schedule like that.
No doubt about it. Almost needed to input it into GPS to find the way to Bearcat Arena. It's been so long since we've been here, but it's sure nice to be here and have a couple games here tonight.
Well, and for the Northwest men's and women's basketball teams both, it's nice to get back here, not just because they've played 3 straight on the roads, but both of the losses on Saturday in St. Joseph were tough. Yeah, it was a short road trip, but just in terms of basketball, you want an opportunity to get at home just to try to re-cleanse yourself and hopefully get a couple of wins here tonight.
I think really the two teams have a little bit of a different feel coming out of their games on Saturday. For the Northwest women, you definitely would have liked to have them win. You had some opportunities down the stretch, but there are some things that happened in that game you have to feel good about, the way the team was able to overcome a deficit there in the second half and come back and have a shot at it at the end. You feel good about that, and hopefully that they were able to take some things from that and bring out on the floor tonight. Now, for the Northwest men, a very rough second half where they really kind of got into a pattern of putting up a lot of three-pointers and getting away from what's really made them successful this season, getting the ball inside and then kicking it back out for some looks on the perimeter. So hopefully we'll see both of those teams be able to build on some things from Saturday for a couple of different reasons.
And for the Northwest women's basketball team, it seemed like Saturday was just another step. We've seen some real good progress out of this team so far this year, and even though they did lose the game, it seemed like it was another step in the progress to improve.
Yeah, I think definitely it was. They had some good looks at the bucket there at the end. It just didn't fall. Ashley Nelson with a big game, and really I think he played strong defense throughout the game. It's just a matter of learning what it takes to win in the MIAA for a very young team, and I really think they'll be able to build from some of those things here tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, our doubleheader here along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for tonight's Northwest Missouri State Lincoln University matchup as the Northwest women continue to improve this season. We have seen some big strides from the start of the season, and what I guess is kind of encouraging about it, and it shouldn't be a surprise with still a very young team, is that the coaching staff feels there's still a lot more room to improve.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Coach Kellogg talking this week during their media luncheon that he wants to take some of the things that they learned from Saturday's game, build that into today, get back to maybe a little bit more full court pressure, and hopefully maybe that'll get the offense a little bit more in tune to what we saw earlier this season. But likes the way the team has, no matter what the score has been, they've been diving after loose balls, hustling on defense, and doing a lot of little things you like out of a team. And I think as long as they keep that up, continue to work on not only, as he says, getting a good shot, but going from a good shot to a great shot, working on things offensively like that, we'll see some good things come out of this team.
Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, our doubleheader tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest Women's Basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1971 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Jennifer Dawson Nicholson, made history during her time on the Maryville campus.
I was going to get become a business teacher. My grandfather was on the Board of Regents and had owned the bank in Grant City, Missouri, 30 miles from there. And so I was kind of brought up in the banking business. But as I got into, the curriculum there, I decided to get a finance degree and ended up being the first woman to graduate with a finance degree there. I was an Alpha Sigma Alpha and just had 4 great years at Northwest.
Nicholson, who now resides in Kansas City, is a Worth County native and says one class in particular made a difference for her.
I took a corporate finance course and I just loved it. I thought it was incredible. And I happened to sit down next to another student who happened to be a guy, and he said, you know, I don't know why you're taking this course. Women don't take these courses. So, of course, that just piqued my interest. And from there, I loved everything about the curriculum that was the finance degree.
Nicholson also says she still appreciates her entire experience as a Northwest student.
It just was a wonderful mix of having campus life, but also being able to be part, of a small community where you've got a sense of community there. And I think that still is the case. I think that's so important for people that go there.
Nicholson is president of Nicholson Capital Management in Kansas City, and this fall was named to the Northwest Foundation Board of Directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in the pregame show, before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, joining us now, Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, a loss on Saturday to a good Missouri Western team, but it seems like the way your team played, there had to have been some positives that came out of that game. What did you guys pull away from Saturday?
Yeah, no, I mean, we got better. I mean, there's no doubt. We competed, battled offensively for about 25 minutes, and defensively, we were just pretty good, pretty efficient. We executed a game plan pretty well. We didn't make all of our shots, but we defended well enough to give us a 7-point lead with about 15 to go, and then just had a stretch of about 7 minutes where we were pretty bad, and they made us pay for all those mistakes we made. And then proud, obviously, of the effort at the end when we could have got down 9, I think, with a minute and a half to go, and we could have folded, but we didn't, and at least made it a game.
I know you don't like to get better in losses, but was that a game where you got better in a loss?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've talked a little bit about, just the target, what are we aiming for, and, right now I think we're aiming a little off of center, and I want to make sure we're aiming at the center, at the prize, and that's to win, and yes, to get better from winning, but you can still get better. You become a better archery person by hitting the board, but ideally you're supposed to be getting the bullseye every single time, and that's a little bit of been my analogy, I guess, with the team, and we'll go talk about it here again in a minute, is, yeah, we're on the board now, and we're competing, we're playing well, but let's go for the bullseye and try to be a little bit better.
When you talk about getting to that bullseye, do you kind of have to pick out things, one or two things here and there that need to be improved on and not try to lump a whole bunch of things together?
Yeah, and there's still a lot, but I think we do have to be careful how much, because it can't be overload, and they should be now like just letting the game come to them, and the mind should be freeing a little bit, and that's, we haven't put in anything new in a long time, so I'm hoping that we get to that point, and I'm seeing a little bit more of that now, where we call a play offensively, they don't think about the movement, they just know exactly what that means. When I say Duke. They know what Duke means and where to go, not have to think in their mind what that is. So we want to get it to free flow a little bit, and we're kind of getting there. And the other night at Mo West was the first time I'd seen us probably play that way.
If you look at some of the individuals with the teams, who do you feel is making some pretty good progress right now this season?
Well, I think we're getting the, I mean, I'm figuring out Ashley Thayer a little bit more. I probably wasn't utilizing her in enough roles, and it's been difficult because we have to have her as the backup point, but that's not her natural position. I know she's not nearly as comfortable there. Maggie Martin in a little bit, I think we're kind of getting going with her some. But, I mean, just the key with our team is we're going to need 8 or 9 players to play really well every night, and we're still not there. We're getting maybe 2 or 3 a night, but we're not getting 8 or 9. And it's, they're 8 or 9, they're not going to be perfect, but we need contributions from all 8 or 9.
Yeah, it seems like you've had 8 or 9 that at different times have contributed for you. What's the magic in trying to get them all together on one night?
Yeah, just working together, and again, that free-flowing trust and know where everybody's going to be at the right times. And that's offensively and defensively. If somebody makes the mistake defensively, that somebody else can pick them up because they knew the defensive rotation or the assignment. And then same thing offensively, is we're still messing up some plays here and there that just mess up the whole thing for the whole team. So once we can get the 5 people on the court to play together, and then the other ones that are coming off the bench or on the bench at the time, will be a little bit better.
Lincoln, what do you anticipate out of them tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're good. They scare me just because they're athletic, but they have some, they score in a variety of ways. It's not athletes that can't shoot it or just shoot it and don't put the ball on the floor. They do a little bit of both. Their posts are super athletic. They've got a couple guards that can shoot it and put it on the floor. So, you know, I think they have some offensive firepower. I think there's some things we can do to them defensively to get us some good early looks. So I don't know. We've gone back and forth trying to figure out what type of game this is going to be. Part of me says it could be an up-and-down type 78-75 type game, or it could be a grinder out, or both teams kind of playing pretty hard defensively.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800.
Right. Underground utilities exist everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call Missouri One Call 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT.
Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people.
Visit CyberTipLine.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The next time you're at the gas station, here's something to think about. You could be pumping more into your vehicle than fuel. You could be pumping millions of dollars into your local economy and reducing our dependence on the Middle East. Ethanol is a clean, renewable fuel made from corn, grown right here on our own state. It creates jobs, is good for the environment, and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. When we use ethanol, Missouri wins. A message from Missouri corn growers.
starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University, our doubleheader here along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. As we take a look at the starting lineups for the women's teams, first for Lincoln, they come in with a 7-7 record. They are 2-4 in the MIAA. And first-year head coach Nicole Collier going with Jakia Mitchell, a 5'7" junior from Memphis, Tennessee, averages 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. Freddie Sims, a 5'7" senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, team's leading scorer, averaging 14 points a game. She also has hit the most threes on the team with 21 so far this year. Ariana Walker was the leader in steals in the MIAA a season ago. She's got 51 already this year. She averages just under 14 points a game, a 5'6" senior from St. Louis. Transfer into the program from State Fair Community College. Pulls down 5 rebounds a game, also leads the team with 61 assists. Alicia Johnson is a 5'11" junior from Arlington, Texas. She is the team's leading rebounder, pulling down 7 a game. She also averages 6 points a contest and leads Lincoln with 19 blocks. Nesha Wright is a 5'11" sophomore out of Jefferson City. She averages 3.5 points and 4 rebounds a game, rounding out the starting lineups for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, with an 8-5 record, 2-3 in the MIAA, Coach Mark Kellogg going with Ashley Nelson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha. She has taken over the team lead in scoring, averaging 12 points a game, also pulls down 2 rebounds a contest, and has hit 32 three-pointers to lead Northwest so far this year. Monique Stevens, a 5'3" junior out of Australia, transferred to the program from Southeast Community College. Averages 6 points and 3 rebounds a game, but leads Northwest with 51 assists and 28 steals so far this year. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa. Schechinger averaging 9 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Annie Matthews, a 5'10" sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Team is a leading rebounder, pulling down 7 a game. She also scores 9 points a contest for Northwest. Maggie Martin is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stuart, Iowa. She averages 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. She leads Northwest with 16 blocks so far this year. So there are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln, our doubleheader from Bearcat Arena tonight. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone. Before we get
The MIAA season continuing tonight here at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln University. Before we get to the start of the women's matchup, we will listen to our national anthem here at Bearcat Arena. Before we move on, let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. At both Bearcat teams with losses on Saturday down in St. Joseph, and for the Northwest men's team, really frustrating because obviously the first loss of the season in the conference, but I think what that game shows is just how tough it is and how well you have to play all the time to be able to stay undefeated in this conference.
I think you're right. Missouri Western team that has a lot of talent, but they've lost a lot of very close games this year. They were able to win one on Saturday against Northwest, and it was a game where Northwest kind of let things get away there in the second half. A very good first half, really, for the Bearcats, but kind of started relying on the outside shot too much in the second half, and they weren't falling. Missouri Western was getting the rebounds and turning them into points at the other end. So, again, from really top to bottom on the midside, a fine line from the top team in the conference to one that struggles. And I think Northwest will have to come out tonight and continue to do the things that made them successful early in the year. That's getting the ball inside and then trying to get that inside game established and then kicking it out to the perimeter for some three-point opportunities. But if they can stay focused on the things that made them successful, I think they can get back on the winning track here tonight.
And as we see the introductions of the starting lineups here, there is a change in the Lincoln starting lineup. They're getting Dahlia Booker back into the starting lineup. She started the year as one of the starters, missed a couple of ball games in the last six games. They have gone with a different starting lineup, but now getting Booker back in, a 5'10" senior out of St. Louis, averages 11 points and 6 rebounds a game. And if you look at the record for this Lincoln team with the two different starting lineups that they've used, this lineup that they're going with tonight, they are 5-3. They were 2-4 with the other lineup that they had previously, so not a big surprise that they get Booker back into the starting lineup tonight.
Probably a good idea for head coach Collier, but one thing, too, when you look at their minutes played, their starters get a lot of time out there. I don't think they're quite as deep as what Northwest is on the bench, and that may play a factor there in the second half. You got three of their starters, one of the leaders in minutes played in the MIAA, so they don't go to their bench that much, and Northwest, on the other hand, has been getting some solid bench play, so I really think that would be one of the keys here tonight.
Both teams heading out toward midcourt. Lincoln in the road in dark blue uniforms, and for Northwest, the home white, as Maggie Marnin steps into the center circle for Northwest. She'll be across from Dahlia Booker. Booker giving up about 5 inches to Maggie Marnin in the center circle. So one area where Northwest will have an advantage tonight will be the size inside. As the ball goes in the air, the tip will be controlled by Northwest. Monique Stevens brings it left to right. Out to the top of the key, onto the left for Matthews. Off to the right side for Marnin. Marnin brings it up top to Nelson. Nelson over to the left wing with a dribble. Bounce pass inside to Matthews. Knocked away and taken away. Booker with the steal. Her 22nd of the season, and it's Lincoln basketball. Now it goes ahead to Walker. Walker between the circles with it. Works it over to the right side for Mitchell. Mitchell to Booker in the corner. Booker with a lob pass inside, trying to get it to Questance Prince. It's knocked out of bounds. Maggie Marnin got a hand on it, so an inbound from the baseline right for Lincoln. Stepping out to inbound is Ariana Walker. Comes out to Booker between the circles. Booker now will give it up to Walker, and Walker will set the offense. Guarded by Stevens, gets a screen over to the right wing, left open, takes a three. It's off the back of the rim, the long rebound to the sideline. Stevens beats Walker to the basketball. Brings it up the floor to the top of the key. Over to the left side, Nelson on the wing. Thought about a three, instead DeMarnin up top. Over to the right corner, Stevens. Stevens will bring it up to the wing. Now to the free throw line, Schechinger cutting down the lane. Tries to go over the shot, it's blocked away, but a held ball call. There was a collision in the lane. But the held ball on the shot and the block, so the possession arrow will give it to Lincoln.
Really think you could have made a case either for a charge or a block down underneath, but held ball, really no one hurt out of this except the fact that Lincoln will get the ball.
In the backcourt, some pressure from Northwest Missouri State. Ja'Kia Mitchell brings it across the timeline, works it over to the right side on the wing for Price. Excuse me, that's Sims. Now inside to Booker. Booker skips it over to the left wing. Mitchell. One dribble to the free throw line. Booker open. A 15-footer is good for Dahlia Booker. It's the first points of the game. Early lead for Lincoln. Northwest Missouri State with it. A minute and a half in here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens between the circles. Gets it to the right side for Matthews at the high post. She's double-teamed. Takes a dribble to get out of it. Top of the key for Stevens. She'll drive down the left side of the lane to Schechinger. Left corner three on the way. That one misses to the right. Booker with a rebound for Lincoln. Outlet will go to Walker. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Long bounce pass down low on the right side, and a block called on Maggie Marnin as Questions Price looked for some room. And that'll be the first foul against Northwest. An inbound coming on the baseline right for Ariana Walker. Walker over to the right side, Mitchell. Just inside the arc on the wing. Skips it across to the left wing. That's Walker. She tries to drive over to the right for Price. Price with a dribble. Shot over Marnin. Good off the glass for Questions Price. That'll be her first bucket, 4-0, Lincoln's lead. Out at the top of the key, Matthews works it over to the right side, Marnin, up with the 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim, the rebound inside for Lincoln. Freddie Sims comes out of there with it. Leading scorer brings the ball up the floor, now works it to Walker between the circles. Walker, top of the key, down the right side of the lane, up with the runner off the glass, and it's good for Ariana Walker. And a timeout for Northwest Missouri State head coach Mark Kellogg as he doesn't see his team off to a good start. And in particular, we're seeing success on both ends for Lincoln inside, and Northwest got the size advantage.
Yeah, you'd think that would be a strength for Northwest tonight when you look at the way things have opened up. But Northwest really defensively not playing with the type of intensity we saw out of them Saturday against Missouri Western. On the other hand, Lincoln looking fairly quick, and we've seen one of the things that Lincoln's had some strength in this year that is coming up with some steals. One of the top teams in the conference as far as steals, and they turn around and gone down the floor and turn those into points right now. So I think a good timeout by Coach Kellogg, try to get the Bearcats out on the floor and play a little more intense than what we've seen up to this point.
Lincoln, familiar with good starts against Missouri Southern here not too long ago. They started off scoring 12 of the first 14 points of the game, but then lost the game by 12 points. Northwest with the basketball, down by 6. Schechinger with it on the left side. Gets it to Nelson on the wing. Inside to Matthews. She goes up with the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Dahlia Booker for Lincoln. Now to Walker. Walker down the right side of the lane. The layup off the glass is good for Ariana Walker. It's 4 for Walker. 8-0 the lead for Lincoln. 17:08 to play in the first half. Nelson with it on the block. Out to Schechinger. Top of the key, Marnin. Left side for Stevens. To Nelson. She'll take a three. That one off right. And a rebound out of bounds underneath. 2 3-point attempts by Northwest so far. Both of them air balls. An inbound now against full court pressure for Lincoln. Freddie Sims will step out. Set the play in motion. Walker takes the inbound in front of Nelson. Gets it to Sims. Middle of the floor. Now over to the left side. Mitchell with it. Back to Sims. Sims ahead on the right side for Walker. On the sideline with it, working against Nelson. Over to Sims on the left side, guarded by Stevens. Out of the high post for Price. Price, one dribble, gets it, cutting to the basket to Mitchell. Mitchell shot no good, got a rebound, tipped away from her, and taken by Timber Schechinger. Schechinger with the outlet to Stevens on the right side. Top of the key, Schechinger. Over to the left for Nelson. Inside for Marnin, knocked away and taken away. Questions Price comes up with the loose ball. Gets a pass ahead to Booker, and Booker with a layup the other way, and it is a 10-0 game. Lincoln with the lead. Northwest tries to push it up the floor. The ball is tipped by Mitchell, saved inbounds by Nelson to Schechinger, and Schechinger able to hit the shot inside. to give Northwest their first points of the game. 4 minutes into it here at Bearcat Arena, across the timeline, right side. Walker up with a shot, just outside the paint, no good. Rebound for Stevens, saved it in bounds, but threw it right to Price. Now a pass back to Price from Sims on the left side is overthrown. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Ronnie Jefferson, a 5'7 senior out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, into the ball game for Lincoln. 15:49 to play in the first half, a 10-2 lead for Lincoln. Cross midcourt, Stevens with it. Over to the left side for Matthews. Matthews on to the right side for Stevens. She's got it on the wing. A lob into Marnin, and a foul as the ball comes down to Maggie Marnin. Price was trying to fight around Marnin to front her, hoping for some help side defense on the backside. She commits the first foul of the game for Lincoln. And the inbound for Stevens on the baseline right to Nelson. Drives with it to the free throw line. Matthews off to the left, Schechinger. Now to Nelson. Nelson over to the left side for Stevens. Starts a drive. Cut off. Top of the key. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson looked inside. Nothing there to Martin at the high post. Down low to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Shot over Booker and a foul on Dahlia Booker. That'll be the first on Booker. Second team foul, and Annie Matthews will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I think that's what Northwest needs to do. Even if they feel like they're forcing it, they just need to get the basketball inside.
Yeah, I think two things could come out of that. Number one, if it works well, you'll get a good look at the bucket. And number two, might get Lincoln a little bit of foul trouble inside.
Annie Matthews, a 48% free throw shooter this year, hits the first of her two attempts. First point of the game for Matthews.
And also, if they get a little more presence inside, that perimeter will start to open up a little bit more where they'll get some better looks outside.
Alicia Johnson, who had been in the starting lineup and is the leading rebounder for Lincoln, comes into the ball game. Second free throw missed by Matthews, and the rebound to the Blue Tigers. It is a 10-3 game. Lincoln with the lead. A trap at midcourt. Matthews got her hand on the basketball, but the official says that Ronnie Jefferson stepped out of bounds even before she threw the pass. The Northwest forces the turnover with that midcourt trap. Meredith Scott into the lineup for Northwest takes the place of Maggie Marnin as the Cats go with a little bit smaller lineup here against the smaller Lincoln Blue Tigers. Stevens between the circles to the high post for Schechinger left side. Over to Stevens on the right. She'll take a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound. Tries to get it to Matthews. It's tipped around, and Freddie Sims will come up with the loose ball for Lincoln. Looking down court as she brings it up the floor. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off behind her to Mitchell. Mitchell over to the left side. Gets a pass inside Johnson. On to the left side, and a travel call against Nesher Wright. We'll give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State after a timeout. 14:43 to play in the first half. 10-3, Lincoln with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 10-3, Lincoln with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Not the best of starts for Northwest, but you kind of touched on it earlier with Lincoln being a team that doesn't go real deep on the bench. You anticipate a good start may not last all that long for the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the case against Missouri Southern when they jumped out to the early lead. And, of course, we've seen Missouri Southern, how physical they can be, and they can warm Northwest down in the second half in the game down in Joplin. So I think if Northwest just kind of doesn't panic here, they're down 10-3. It's still a lot of time to play in this basketball game to slowly get back in this. There's still a lot of good things can happen here, but right now just have to start. Really, we're looking at getting some better shots offensively and playing a little more intense defense.
Northwest with the ball out of the timeout. Schechinger at the top of the key, double team, throws it away. It's taken on the right side by Alicia Johnson. Johnson brings it up the left side of the floor. Now gets it out between the circles for Mitchell. Back over to Johnson. Down on the block. Now to the free throw line for Sims. Sims backs it out. Hands it for Ronnie Jefferson. Onto the right side it goes for Mitchell. She's in the corner. Up to Sims. Gets by Schechinger. 17-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound and follow inside. Doesn't go for Nesha Wright. And a loose ball inside and travel call against Lincoln. Going to the floor after it was Alicia Johnson. She's the one called for the travel, and that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. Already the fourth turnover of the game for Lincoln. Northwest with five so far. Top of the key, Nelson with it for the Cats. On to the right side, Schechinger. She's got it on the wing to Matthews, top of the key. Over to the left for Stevens. In the corner, Nelson. Quick pass inside, Schechinger posting up. Top of the key for Stevens. Inside to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. Goes up with the shot off the glass. No good. Too strong. Rebound for Nesha Wright on the backside for the Blue Tigers. Gives it up to Ja'Kia Mitchell, who will work it over to the right side for Sims on the wing. Sims, top of the key, Jefferson. Jefferson swings it around to the left side for Wright. Wright inside with the pass to Johnson. Johnson tries to go inside with it. Schechinger comes out of there with it. Throws it away. It is tipped loose. Jefferson trying to get after it. Schechinger dives, saves it in bounds. Freddie Sims dives on top of it, then calls a timeout for Lincoln. 13:20 to play in the first half, and it is a 10-3 game. Lincoln with the lead, and I think it shows you a little bit when timeouts are taken this early about how important possessions are, even though Lincoln does have a little bit of a lead.
Yeah, both of these teams are coming in really looking for a win. Lincoln's lost their last three games. All those were at home at Jefferson City. Actually lost their last four. Northwest has lost their last three. So I think both of these teams look at this as a big game and a winnable ball game. And you're seeing a little bit of that right now, trying to make every possession count here.
I think one thing we're seeing out of the schedule is Lincoln kind of opposite of what Northwest is dealing with right now.
Yeah, Lincoln was six home games scheduled in the month of January, only three on the road. Northwest, on the other hand, with just two home games scheduled here at Bearcat Arena. But things will all even out in the end, but it really makes it tough for the teams like Northwest that has to go on the road early. But if they can survive that, then some good things could happen in February.
Lincoln with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Ronnie Jefferson with the inbound. Walker gets it around to Sims' left side. Northwest trying to get a trap on Sims. She gets it over to Walker to the right side. Brings it to the free throw line for Johnson. Johnson with a bounce pass to Walker on the backdoor cut. Up with the shot on the paint. Won't go. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Gets out of a double team. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson will slow up before midcourt. Throw it across to Matthews, who will hand it to Ashley Thayer. Alexis Bay also checked in during the timeout for Northwest. Thayer over to the right wing. To Bay, just inside the arc, top of the key. Drive down the left side of the lane, stripped to the basketball. She tried to go up with the shot. It's off of Alicia Johnson. An inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right. They've got 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 12:44 to play in the first half. A 7-point Lincoln lead. Inbound to Nelson on the right side. Nelson had it tipped away, but gets it to Bay. Over to the left side for Thayer. Five on the shot clock as Thayer dribbles toward the corner. Double-teamed into Merity Scott. Scott tries to spin, and a foul call against Alicia Johnson. Gives Northwest a bit of a break with 1 second on the shot clock. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Third team foul against the Blue Tigers. Thayer inbounding. Looking in the paint, wanting to get it to Annie Matthews. Now gets it to Scott cutting through. She just tips it and makes the shot. Merity Scott with a tough play inside. Gets it to go. 10-5. Lincoln with the lead in the basketball. On to the left side for Ronnie Jefferson. Down to the baseline right. Drives the baseline. A shot in the double team, no good. Rebound for Nelson. Coach Collier calling for a foul. I think this game is more physical than both coaches anticipated.
Yeah, I really think so. I really didn't anticipate Lincoln to be a very physical team coming in, but they have been. And Northwest, on the other hand, has been able to be physical with some squads this year. So that's maybe a little more expected out of Northwest. But Lincoln really has been a lot more physical than I think anyone anticipated.
And the officials letting them play so far. Nelson, top of the key, takes a three. Got it. Ashley Nelson with her 33rd three of the season. Her first points tonight, and it's a two-point game. Northwest on an 8-0 run after Lincoln scored the first 10 points of the ball game. Over to the right side. Wright with it. Swings around left to Walker. Walker directs some traffic. Now to Wright on the left elbow. Down the lane, knocked away by Alexis Bay. Wright picks it up. Squares is double-teamed. We'll have a held ball as Bay is able to reach in, get her hands on the basketball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
Talked about the bench and how important it would be tonight, seeing Northwest with Bay coming out onto the floor, also coming out and helping out for Northwest as well, Scott. And I think both of those two kind of given Northwest a little bit of a breath of fresh air here. And also Thayer's played well since coming off the bench.
And now two officials are going to come together. Now all three of them will come together here for some sort of a discussion. The call was a held ball. It seemed fairly straightforward. 11:39 to play in this first half. It's a 10-8 game. Lincoln with the lead. And for some reason, they're going to the
I'm not real sure. And they're going to have the video turned around where the two of the officials can review this. I don't know if they're going to look and then maybe reconsider and see if there might have been a foul call there or... But, again, from as you said, it looked like it was pretty straightforward that we'd have a hill ball coming out of that.
Yeah, and it didn't. There wasn't any extra action away from the ball or anything like that either. It seemed like a fairly straightforward call. So.
And neither coach really had anything to say about that as well.
No. You know, both coaches we've seen at times upset on non-foul calls, but these officials have been calling it fine, you know, both ways. They're calling it equal both ways. It's just something the teams are going to have to adjust to.
I think that would probably be in the favor of the Bearcats a little bit. I think Northwest is a little bit more of a physical team than what Lincoln is, and if they continue to let them play like that, I think Northwest will benefit out of it.
Those two officials are still looking at the video. You'd think it was a game-winning shot, and they were trying to figure out if the light had gone off before the ball was released. And really, I've got absolutely no idea.
I don't know
what they might be discussing.
The only thing I can really think of is that maybe they're trying to review and see if maybe a foul was called. And I don't think there's anything that could be questioned about the shot clock or the game clock. I'm not real sure what would have them over there.
One of the two is even taking a knee, and he's pointing at some stuff on the screen. But again, two of the three officials reviewing video here about something. And now they've stood up. They're done with the review. They're having a quick discussion. It'll be interesting to see if anything changes here. Now, one of the officials, the one who initially kind of started the conversation here, goes over to Mark Kellogg. The other one that reviewed also talks with Coach Kellogg. Coach Collier wondering about what's going on. So, not really sure.
Yeah. And after all that, Northwest will get the ball like they were going to.
Yeah.
So,
full court pressure from Lincoln this time around. Inbound from Annie Matthews. She'll get it into Nelson. Nelson will give it up for Thayer. Thayer trying to dribble around a double team. Gets across midcourt on the left side. Brings it to the top of the key. Over to the right. Nelson takes a three on the wing. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Price. Price will get the outlet to Walker. She'll push it up the floor. Over to the right side, Sims. Drives down to the baseline. Goes up with a shot blocked by Marnin. Rebound inside to the floor. Marnin goes down after it. A couple of players for Lincoln able to reach in as well. Held ball and a possession arrow will give it to Lincoln. So an inbound coming for the Blue Tigers on the baseline right. Walker steps out. Gets it over to the right wing. It swings around to the top of the key for Wright. Now to the left wing, Walker. Walker looks inside, gets it there for Price. She'll put up an eight-footer. That one's off the left side of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Thayer on the right side. Ahead to Marnin running the floor. Marnin with the layup on the right side. Good hustle by Maggie Marnin. Gets her first 2 points of the game, and that ties it at 10. So Lincoln scored the first 10. Northwest has scored the next 10. Top of the key, Walker on the drive. No-look pass down low off the hand of Nesha Wright. She didn't expect it either. Excuse me, that was Price. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest gets it back.
Like we're saying, Lincoln right now lose a bit of the focus they opened up the game with, especially on the offensive side, where we're seeing a few more turnovers out of the Blue Tigers. And some of the turnovers, I think, if you're the coaching staff for the Blue Tigers, you have to be concerned with some of those a little bit on the enforced side.
Across midcourt comes Ashley Thayer. Thayer will bring it between the circles. Lob it into the left corner for Nelson. Drive along the baseline. Up with the runner that's off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Wright. She'll give it up for Walker, who brings it up the floor with a pass on the right side to Mitchell. Mitchell stops on the wing, brings it out to Walker, top of the key, over to the left side. Jefferson down to the baseline with a drive. One-handed pass inside for Price. Price backs down, spins up with the shot, good off the glass. Got it around Maggie Marnin. Price with 4 points. And it's a 12-10 game. Lincoln with the lead over Northwest. 10-10 to play in the first half. Thayer across the timeline. Picks up the dribble out near midcourt. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Now over to Thayer on the left wing. Lob in for Marnin. Easy shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. It's four for Marnin. Ties the game at 12. 9:53 to play in the first half. Lincoln with it. Inside to Price. Price backing down on Marnin. Up with the left hand. The shot good. That's 6 points for Price. And Northwest running it up the floor. Down by two. Matthews with it on the right side. Gets it out to the top of the key for Thayer. Over to the right, Merity. Scott takes a three. It's off the right side of the rim. Matthews the rebound. Out to Thayer. She travels with it with the shot fake. That will give it back to Lincoln after a timeout. 9:29 to play in the first half. It's a 14-12 game. Lincoln with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 14-12. The Lincoln women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Lincoln scored the first 10 points of the game. Northwest scored the next 10 points of the game. And a little bit of back and forth here. And it just seems like that's almost the way this game could be expected to go. You know, a fast start. They'll go back and forth for a little bit. Now, if what's in our mind plays out, Northwest should start to take over here before too long.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll be the case. Looking at some of the numbers here for Lincoln, their team that comes in 7-7 on the season. They score 65.9 points per game. They give up 65.7. The free throw shooting almost identical. Rebounding almost identical. It's kind of funny when you look at their record, how everything else is about even as well out of this team.
Stats don't always tell the story, but they seem to tonight. Lincoln loses the ball on the right side. Dahlia Booker has it tipped away. It goes out of bounds, so the Blue Tigers will inbound. Now Courtney Coulter checks in, a freshman from Bonterre. She takes the place of Ronnie Jefferson. The inbound coming from Walker on the baseline right, out to the wing for Mitchell. Top of the key, Booker. Over to the left for Walker. Out on the perimeter, Walker guarded by Thayer, brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Now to the right side, up with a jumper from 16, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Merity Scott. Scott will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Leaves it out for Schechinger, top of the key. Schechinger onto the left for Thayer. Thayer backs it to the center circle, resets the offense, and now nearly had it taken away. They call her for a travel. Coach Kellogg a little surprised at that. I thought maybe they'd get a held ball out of it, but the turnover will give it back to Lincoln. Credit Ariana Walker with the defense for the Blue Tigers. A two-point lead for Lincoln over Northwest Missouri State. 8:48 to play in the first half. Walker across the timeline with the pass to the right side. Gets it right back. Swings around to the left for Mitchell. Mitchell skips it into the right corner. Coulter takes a three. Hits the side of the backboard. The rebound for Annie Matthews. Her toe was on the baseline. So an inbound for Lincoln on the baseline right. 8:36 to play in the half. 16 seconds to work with for Lincoln. The inbound over to the right side for Mitchell. Mitchell will bring it up to the wing. Now to Walker. Drives down to the baseline. Johnson with the drive. Up with the runner. Off the front of the rim. Rebound lost out of bounds off of Maggie Marnin. And Lincoln will inbound once again. 8:26 to play in the first half. Walker looking to inbound for the Blue Tigers. Out to the right side. Gets it on the wing for Mitchell. Brings it to Booker at the top of the key. On to Walker left wing. To the top of the key for Coulter this time. She takes a dribble, works it right side to Mitchell. Now up to Walker. A lob pass down for Booker. Booker, guarded by Marnin, goes up with the shot. It's off the glass, no good. Tip-in attempt by Johnson won't go. And Andy Matthews comes out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it up for Thayer. To the left wing. Lob in for Marnin. Pass overthrown just a bit. Coulter able to come up with it for Lincoln. Gives it up for Walker. She's to the top of the key. Now to the free throw line. A crossover leaves it down for Booker on the left side, but a foul call against Northwest means an inbound for Lincoln. This will go against Ashley Thayer. That'll be the first on Thayer. Just the second team foul against Northwest. Monique Stevens back in for the Bearcats. Andrea Roney checks in for Lincoln. 7:53 to play in the first half. A two-point Lincoln lead. Walker with the inbound on the left side. Gets it out on the wing for Mitchell. Mitchell brings it to Walker, top of the key. She tries to drive, cut off by Stevens. Out to the right for Coulter. Bounce pass inside Booker. Up with a jumper from eight. It's no good, but a push will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. And this one going on Annie Matthews. That'll be the first on Matthews. Third team foul. And at the line to shoot two is Dahlia Booker. She's an 82% free throw shooter so far this year. 7:41 to play in the first half. The first free throw is good. 5 points now for Booker. Second free throw coming up for the senior out of St. Louis. And that one is up and in and out. Won't go. Merity Scott with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Stevens. Stevens on the right sideline brings it to the middle of the floor. Guarded closely by Walker. Tries to get around Walker in a reach-in foul. Again, Walker led the MIAA in steals, and now she gets a technical foul, mouthing to the official after the foul call.
I think it was more just mouthing to Stevens more than the official after that even. It looks like there's a lot of trash talking going on there, primarily out of Walker there, and she said a few things probably she shouldn't have said there, and it's going to result in technical, and Northwest with some free throws.
So that'll end up being the first two fouls against Ariana Walker in this basketball game. Four team fouls against Lincoln. Officials still signaling the fouls, and Merity Scott already at the free throw line taking the technical free throws, hits the first. And a second one coming up for Merity Scott, and that one is good. So Scott hits both free throws, makes it a one-point game, 4 points for Scott. And Northwest will have the basketball. They will inbound it. It was a non-shooting foul against Walker out near midcourt. So a chance for Northwest to take their first lead of the ball game with 7:32 to play in the first half. We've seen it tied a couple of times. Thayer with it out near midcourt after taking the inbound, guarded by Sims. Now Thayer with the travel. That will give it back to Lincoln. Northwest with 10 turnovers so far in this first half. And inbound comes in the backcourt for Jakia Mitchell. Mitchell over to the left side, Sims. One-handed pass to Coulter between the circles. Over to the right side for Mitchell. The free throw line, Booker. On to the left side, Coulter. Guarded by Schechinger. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now to the free throw line, Mitchell. Mitchell backs it out. Top of the key. Takes the jumper. It's off the front of the rim. Off the backboard. Rebound for Schechinger. She'll try to lead a break for Northwest. Over to the left side. Thayer in the corner takes a three. That's off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and Coulter comes out of there with the rebound for Lincoln. Pass goes ahead to Sims on the left side. Sims to the corner, brings it up to the left wing, guarded by Stevens. Now between the circles for Mitchell. On to the right side, Coulter. Guarded by Merity Scott. Coulter dribbles toward the baseline, spins, brings it back out on the wing. Over to the left side for Mitchell. Now to Sims near the corner. Brings it up to Coulter. Eight on the shot clock. Top of the key, Mitchell. On the drive, spin, shot blocked by Thayer, rebound for Schechinger. Schechinger knocked to the floor. She tries to dribble out of there with it, picked up by Lincoln. It goes over to Walker right side, and her shot falls in. And excuse me, that was Andrea Roney who hit the shot, and that's her first 2 points. And it's a three-point Lincoln lead. Inside to Matthews, pushed behind by Roney. That will be her first. Team's fifth, and Northwest will, excuse me, their sixth. Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Ashley Nelson back in the Bearcat lineup takes the place of Ashley Thayer. Stevens will inbound for the Bearcats. Steps out on the baseline left. Gets it in for Matthews. Spin move. Hook shot with a right hand. Good for Annie Matthews. 3 points now for Matthews, and it's back to a one-point game. Lincoln with the lead in the basketball. 6:06 to play in the first half. Coulter in the left corner, nearly lost the pass, picks it up, knocked away from her by Schechinger. It goes out of bounds into the Bearcat bench. So an inbound coming for Lincoln with 6:01 to go in the half. Jakia Mitchell will step out to trigger it in for the Blue Tigers. Still looking. And the bounce pass taken away by Schechinger, but she kicked it. Kicked it right up to her hand. It was almost a perfect-looking play, but you just can't kick it.
No, no. Pretty nice soccer play.
Yeah. And an inbound now to Freddie Sims. Sims out near midcourt, guarded by Stevens. Stevens forcing her to the left side of the floor. Mitchell with it. Now Stevens tried to force her to stay on the left side of the floor, and Mitchell able to draw the foul on Monique Stevens. That'll be the first on Stevens. Fourth team foul against Northwest. Lincoln's inbound to Mitchell out between the circles. Now over to the left side, Sims. Down toward the baseline. A leaner up and good from 15 for Freddie Sims. First points of the game for the leading scorer for Lincoln. 19-16, their lead. Pass inside. Dahlia Booker comes up with a steal for Lincoln. Drives with it. One-on-one with Nelson on the right side. The shot off the glass. Good for Booker. That's seven for Booker. Northwest with it. Down by five. Across the timeline, Stevens gets a screen from Schechinger. Down the left side of the lane. Spins out to Schechinger. Top of the key three. Off the right side of the rim. Booker with the rebound for Lincoln. She'll bring it up the left side of the floor by Stevens. Down toward the baseline. Now will be called for a travel. And that'll give it back to Northwest with 5:13 to play in the half. 21-16, Lincoln's lead. Lincoln scored the first 10 points of the game. Northwest the next 10 points. It's been a little back and forth since. Northwest tied it up one other time. But Lincoln has held the lead through much of this first half. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it over to the left side for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Got a screen from Matthews. Over to the right side, Stevens. Drives with it. Gets it to Matthews at the free throw line. Looked left. Now leaves it for Scott. Out to the top of the key. Scott bumped by Courtney Coulter. That'll be the first on Coulter. 17th foul. So Meredy Scott to the free throw line for a 1-1. After a timeout, 21-16, Lincoln with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 4:53 to play in the first half. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 21-16, Lincoln women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Before we get to the 1-1 for Meredy Scott, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Scott steps to the free throw line, already 2 of 2 from there in this game tonight. She's got a 1-1 opportunity here with 4:53 to play in the first half. Free throw by Scott is good, so she'll get a second chance. She's hit 87% of her free throws so far this year. Right now she's 35 of 40 at the line. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is good. 6 for Meredy Scott. 21-18, Lincoln with the lead in the basketball. Some pressure in the backcourt by Northwest. Booker with it. She nears midcourt, throws it across the timeline for Sims. Over to the right side, now between the circles, Mitchell back to Sims. Northwest trying to find opportunities to trap here. Booker has it knocked away from behind by Stevens. Picked up by Nelson. Ahead to Stevens the other way. Layup on the left side. Good for Monique Stevens. She got the steal, then gets the layup, her first 2 points. It's a one-point game. Lincoln with the lead in the basketball. Down to the baseline goes Ronnie Jefferson. Hits it inside. A shot by Price. No good. Partially blocked. And Matthews out of there with the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Stevens. Right side Scott. Back out to Stevens. 16-footer up. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Scott. Her follow off the glass is good. And Northwest has their first lead of the game.
It really seems like Northwest woke up following that last time out, playing much more intense and focused out there. And it's resulted in a couple of good looks at the bucket and Northwest in front.
22-21, the lead for Northwest. 3:52 to play in the first half. Mitchell on the left side. Down to Booker near the baseline. Top of the key, Sims. A three on the way. Good for Freddie Sims. 22nd three of the season for Sims. 24-22. Lincoln with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 3:35 to play in the first half. Stevens to Nelson. She has it top of the key. Works it inside to Matthews. Matthews out to the left side. Schechinger, a three-pointer on the way. Good for Timber Schechinger. 16th three of the season for Schechinger. She has 5 points. Northwest back up by one. Lincoln with it with some pressure in the backcourt. Ja'Kia Mitchell has Stevens right in front of her. Scott looking for an opportunity to come up and trap. Mitchell has the ball knocked away by Stevens. Picked up by Mitchell. Over to the left side for Jefferson, who is fouled by Schechinger. That'll be the first on Timber Schechinger. Fifth team foul against Northwest, so Lincoln will inbound. The inbound comes from the near side. Ronnie Jefferson gets it to the free throw line. Booker with a 15-footer, went 16. The rebound tipped, and it comes to Price. 15-footer by Price is good. That's 8 points now for Price. She averages 5 a game, and it's a 26-25 Lincoln lead. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Schechinger has it knocked away by Booker. Now to the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble onto the right side for Stevens. Stevens started a drive, gets it into Matthews in the lane. She goes up with the hook shot. It bounces around and out. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Price, stealing it away from Stevens. Ahead on the left side, it goes to Jefferson. Down to the baseline, she's double-teamed. Turns, gets a pass to Mitchell, who nearly threw it away. Meredith Scott got a hand on it, but knocked it out of bounds. And Lincoln will inbound in front of the Northwest Missouri State bench. And Ariana Walker back into the ball game for the first time since picking up a technical foul. Courtney Coulter back on the floor for Lincoln as well. 2:29 to play in the first half, 26-25 Lincoln's lead. Inbound to Mitchell. Excuse me, Walker. Now over to Coulter on the left side. Back to Walker. On to the right for Sims. Sims with a dribble. Gives it to Walker. Now to the free throw line, Booker. Booker, bump, gets the ball on the floor on the drive, tries to get a pass into Price. It's tipped loose and now a held ball with a possession arrow going to Northwest Missouri State. 2:13 to go in the half, 26-25, Lincoln on top. For the most part, it's been a back-and-forth game. We saw two 10-0 runs, one by each team early on in the ball game. But it's been back-and-forth since. Now Stevens will bring it across the timeline with 2:05 to go in the half to Schechinger at the left elbow. Schechinger at the top of the key with it. Gets it out to the right side for Scott. Scott, top of the key, Stevens. She drives down the left side of the lane. Bump, tried to get it out to Nelson. Taken away by Sims. Sims gets it ahead to Walker. Walker with the long pass that is tipped by Schechinger. It goes out of bounds. She was looking for Coulter in the left corner. And an inbound coming for Lincoln on the baseline left. Walker steps out, triggered in for the Blue Tigers. 1:49 to go in the half. It comes into Sims on the left side. Out to Booker, top of the key, guarded by Schechinger. Now over to the left side for Walker. Walker up top, gets it for Price. Price back over to the left for Sims, knocked away by Nelson, who tries to get the loose ball and does. Keeps it away from Walker. Across the timeline with a pass to Stevens, inside to Schechinger, stripped out of her hands and then off of her leg and out of bounds. So it'll go right back to Lincoln. Credit Freddie Sims with the defense there for the Tigers. 1:30 to go in the first half and a one-point Lincoln lead. Back in the ball game, Nisha Wright. She'll step out to inbound. Wright gets it into Walker, who will bring it up against Stevens. On to the right sideline she goes. Across the timeline. Crosses over with the dribble. Now to the free throw line, able to get it to Price. Price squares with the basketball. Still holding on to it. Out to the left side for Walker. Walker with a bounce pass inside. Wright tries to go up with a shot, knocked away. Annie Matthews is going to be called for the foul, even though she was shoved after the play. This one will go, be the second on Matthews. Sixth team foul. And a couple of opportunities at the free throw line for Nisha Wright. So a couple of times where these Lincoln players have gotten frustrated. Taking them out on Northwest in this first half. First free throw no good for Wright. She's now 6 of 20 at the free throw line. Maggie Marnin checks back in for Northwest with 1:09 to go in the half. Second free throw for Wright is up, and that one bounces out. Marnin with the rebound for the Cats. Outlet gets ahead to Stevens. She's across the timeline with it. Into the right corner for Nelson. Nelson brings it up to Stevens. Stevens backs it up near the center circle as we go under a minute to play in the first half. On to the left wing, Meredith Scott. To the top of the key, Marnin. Over to the right, Stevens. In the corner with it. Wanted to drive baseline. Brings it out to Nelson. On to the left side, Scott. Five on the shot clock as she drives up with a runner off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tip picked up by Wright. Lincoln the other way. Still leading by one. Top of the key, Walker. Down the right side of the lane. The layup over an outstretched hand of Timber Schechinger is good. And that's six for Walker. And it's a three-point lead for Lincoln. So Northwest will work for the final shot of the half as Monique Stevens stands with the ball on her hip in the backcourt with 20 seconds to play in the half. If you're wondering about it, Northwest is 2 of 9 on three-pointers. If they want to take a chance to tie it at the half. 10 to go. Over to the left side. Scott down low. Schechinger shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. 7 for Schechinger. Quick inbound to Walker. 2 on the clock. Walker up the right sideline just beyond midcourt. The shot will end up short. And it is a 28-27 game. Lincoln with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 28-27. The Lincoln women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State here at the half. And saw a real fast start by Lincoln. You kind of wondered a little bit what we might be seeing when they were out to that 10-0 lead tonight.
Yeah, it's just a case that they just couldn't keep that momentum up. Northwest came back with a 10-0 run on their own, and it's been kind of back and forth, as the score might indicate here at halftime, with Lincoln though keeping the lead, most of it anyway, but not a very big lead, and Northwest getting down here by one. But I think the big key really for both teams has been too many turnovers. Northwest right now 14, and Lincoln with 12, and it's probably been hard for either team to really get a good flow going because of that. Granted, some of it due to some defense, but I think both teams are probably in the locker room right now talking about some unforced turnovers that they each had.
You know, one thing that we saw from the start is kind of what we thought might happen, and maybe we'll see it more in the second half, where Lincoln just started to get a little bit sloppy and maybe a little tired. Now, they did rotate in some more players and actually played more than Northwest, but you didn't see a lot of minutes out of some of those players. So you wonder if maybe that becomes a factor, maybe if some of the buildup of just a little bit of season fatigue also might play a role in the second half.
Yeah, I think that can be expected. They really, when they've gone to their bench, to me, it doesn't appear to be nearly as strong as what Northwest has, and I think if Northwest continues to play some of the defense that they've shown from time to time in the first half with that full court pressure and then trying to get in some half court traps, that it's going to take its toll fatigue wise on Lincoln in the second half, and I think we might be able to see Northwest get a little bit of a run here in the second half. But you have to hand it for Lincoln right now. They've been able to do some of the things they want to do in this half, but as you mentioned, they've gotten sloppy on an occasion. I think if Northwest can maybe ramp up the intensity on defense a little bit more, force a few more of the turnovers, and really take advantage of those turnovers, something that they really didn't do much of in the first half. They, again, 12 Lincoln turnovers, and Northwest scoring just 5 points off those turnovers.
28-27, the halftime score. Lincoln with the lead over Northwest. The men's teams will play a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. We do it after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 28-27. Lincoln women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State at the half. As we mentioned, the men's teams will be meeting a little bit later on. Austin Meyer joining us, Northwest men's assistant. And Austin, I know it's always frustrating to lose, to Missouri Western, but what were some of the takeaways from that game for you guys on Saturday?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Energy-wise, for whatever reason, we didn't feel like we were very good energy-wise. You know, we talk about, you know, being consistent with that. We want to consistently bring energy every day in practice. And we told the guys, you know, the more consistent you are bringing it every day in practice, the more consistent you're going to be when a game comes around. You're not going to have as many games where, oh, we didn't have energy this night if you're consistently bringing it in practice. So I think that was the biggest thing. You know, we felt like, you know, Bryson was out there with energy, but beyond that, you know, there wasn't a whole lot. So we had a really good practice on Monday, probably one of our better practices of the year. High energy, we got after it, and I think going inside, obviously their zone kind of took us out of that a little bit, but we still settled for some very average shots, below average shots, where there's still times we could have got it into the high post area, short corner area, and you know, when we're playing well and we're shooting well, it's because we're going inside, we're scoring first, and then we're going inside and kicking it out for step in threes.
It did seem like there was a stretch there in the second half where there was just too many temptations to take a three-pointer.
Yeah, and sometimes it's kind of like, I guess I'm open, shoot it, you know, and that's not, those aren't rhythm shots. You know, we always say perimeter passes aren't really rhythm shots. We want inside-out shots in transition, open looks. That's just kind of how we play.
You said that the team had a good practice on Monday. Does that say something about a team when they do come out after a loss in practice like that?
Yeah, I think so, because I think they recognized it. You know, after the game Saturday, we talked about it, and I think going back and watching tape and you know, most of them getting a chance to see it and watching it on Monday as well and going over some of the breakdowns and talking about it, I think it says a lot about our team and coming back and working harder and trying to learn from those mistakes.
You were kind of mentioning beforehand this Lincoln team tonight. Not a lot of smoke and mirrors. It seems like it's pretty straightforward what you're going to see from them.
Yeah, we in our walkthrough, you know, we didn't go over a lot of stuff because they don't run a lot of stuff. They dribble penetration is going to be key tonight. They like to put their head down and go. They have two main scorers, and then everybody else pretty much drives. And you know, guarding the basketball and defensive rebounding is going to be huge for us. They send five to the glass. We showed a couple clips on film where there are literally five guys below the block going for offensive rebounds. So it usually tells you two things. They're not great transition defensive team, but they're a really good offensive rebounding team. And they get after it. They'll run. They'll sprint to loose balls. And they're one of the better, you know, we say 50-50 loose ball getting teams that we've played. So doing a job on the defensive boards and containing their two scores is going to be big for us tonight.
A team that hustles with a bad record seems to be a team that would be nerve-wracking for coaches.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, offensively loose balls. We feel like defensively we can get it inside, and we feel like we can do some things on the offensive end. Obviously, every team is seeing Mo West zone us last week, so that's something that we'll probably see more of now until we show that we can score on it. So they do some full court stuff as well at times. So we don't really know. The biggest thing we stressed today was, we got to do what we do. We've seen all this stuff. It can't be so much about them. We just got to do what we do and adjust as the game goes.
I know when you talk about a zone, a lot of times the thought process is knock some outside shots down to loosen that zone up. Is it that simple?
Well, you'd think it would be, but a lot of times, like I said, the perimeter passes, and they're not threes that you necessarily want or threes you're necessarily used to getting. We have the shoot away, the gun, we call it, where you're constantly taking passes that are coming from straight inside out to you. So guys that come in and shoot, may shoot 1,000 shots a day in the summer, they're getting that same repetition of the ball's coming out from the basket, I'm stepping into it, shooting it. So now you start throwing a pass from out straight on where they're catching it sideways, maybe not in rhythm. We do work on different kind of shots, obviously. It's not all step in, but most of the shooters stepping into it, their percentage, I don't know what statistics are, but they shoot a lot better percentage stepping into it. So, yeah, I think getting it inside and getting some easy buckets and then getting those step in threes is what you want to get out of it.
All right, Austin, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, their matchup against Lincoln a little bit later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's game, 28-27, Lincoln with the lead over Northwest. We're back to look at first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University students and employees are again invited to participate in a free yoga class offered Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons throughout the spring trimester. The Hatha Yoga Basic Sessions meet from 2 to 3 in the Martindale Hall Dance Studio beginning Tuesday, January 15th. The sessions are led by Northwest counselor and registered yoga instructor Rhonda Leslie, and they are presented by the Northwest Personal Development and Counseling and Wellness Services. No previous yoga experience required.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 28-27, Lincoln with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one, for scoring for Northwest, 9 points out of Timber Schechinger. Leading the way, she was 4 of 6 from the field, hit one of the two three-pointers that the Cats had as a team in the first half. 6 points off the bench for Merity Scott. She was 4 of 4 at the free throw line, had an assist as well in the first half. 4 points out of Maggie Marnin. Marnin with 10 minutes of action in the first half. Not as much as we sometimes see out of her in action in the first half. 3 points apiece for Annie Matthews and Ashley Nelson. Matthews was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Nelson 1 of 3 outside three-point range in the first half. A couple of points for Monique Stevens, rounding out the scoring for Northwest. 5 rebounds in the first half for Annie Matthews, also leading the way for Northwest. On the other side for Lincoln, their leading scorer with 8 points in the first half was Quescience Price. Price also with 4 rebounds. 7 points out of Dahlia Booker. Booker 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 first half points out of Ariana Walker. She was 3 of 7 from the field. Also 5 first half points for Freddie Sims. Sims hitting the only three-pointer that Lincoln got in the first half. It was the only three-point attempt that she took in the first half. 2 points rounding out the scoring for Andrea Roney. She was 1 of 1 from the field for the Blue Tigers. A look at a couple of the team numbers from this one. Northwest shooting at 42%, 10 of 24 from the field. Same for Lincoln, 42%. They were 13 of 31 from the field in the first half. Lincoln out-rebounded Northwest, 21-14. The turnover situation, Northwest with a couple more turnovers than Lincoln, 14 for the Bearcats and 12
for the Blue Tigers in the first half. So there's a look at some of the numbers. 28-27, Lincoln with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to get you ready for second half action from Bearcat Arena. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, just about to start the second half of the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln. Before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lincoln with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats will be back on the road Saturday. They head down to Edmond, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, to take on the University of Central Oklahoma. They've got their next three on the road as they continue the road trips of January with just a couple of home games and six road games through the month of January in MIAA play. Lincoln will have the ball to start the second half here, working left to right at Bearcat Arena as we look here at the arena. Waiting for the clock to run down before getting the second half started. For Northwest, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, Annie Matthews, Maggie Marnin, and Timber Schekinger start the second half. Inbound comes ahead to Mitchell, who goes to the high post. Booker out to the top of the key. Walker inside for Price. Price double-teamed, up with a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Annie Matthews, who gets it out to Stevens for Northwest. Cats had a couple of one-point leads late in the first half. Right now down by one. Stevens on the drive to the baseline. Spins, gets it out to Nelson. She takes one dribble, works it over to the right side, and it's taken away. The steal for Mitchell, and Jakea Mitchell will have a wide-open layup the other way to score the first 2 points of the game for her and the first two of this second half. A three-point Lincoln lead. Just over 30 seconds into it here in the second half. Right side, Nelson. Top of the key, Marnin. On to the left for Stevens. Stevens looks toward the corner, gets it to Nelson out top. Schekinger, a three-pointer on the way. That one's off left. Rebound for Matthews. Matthews with a dribble to follow off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. It's five for Matthews, 30-29. Lincoln with the lead in the ball. A minute into the second half. On the right side, Walker gets it ahead to Sims. No look pass to the high post, Booker. Booker out to Walker, top of the key. Fires it down low for Price. Shot blocked away by Marnin. Rebound for Stevens. Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. Over to the left side for Matthews. To the top of the key with a dribble. Now to Marnin. Marnin looks underneath to Schekinger. Got it to her. Shot off the glass is good for Timber Schekinger. And Northwest has taken a one-point lead. It's nine for Schekinger. 31-30. And a steal for Annie Matthews. Gets it over to Stevens. Stevens on the left side. Down toward the baseline. Backs it out. Pass into Schekinger. Is tipped loose. But it'll be picked up by Matthews. Now knocked away from Matthews. And this time Freddie Sims out of there with it. Credit Ariana Walker with getting her hand on the basketball both times, but now she comes up limping, favoring her right leg as play is stopped here with a kick called against Northwest. And Walker takes the inbound, still favoring that right leg pretty heavily. Guarded by Monique Stevens, across the timeline with it, onto the left side. She can't put a lot of weight on that leg. Down low to Booker, shot off the glass too strong. Martin the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Stevens. Stevens with a pass ahead to Nelson in the lane. Up with a shot blocked away by Mitchell. Rebound for Booker. Ahead to Walker. Walker wincing as she tries to catch up with the basketball. She can't do it, so Walker will come to the sideline. And Ronnie Jefferson will check in her place for Lincoln.
Well, that's a pretty big situation there. If she's unable to go the rest of the way, she's definitely one of the most valuable players for Lincoln. And hopefully she's okay, but right now you can tell she's in a little bit of pain.
She is their defensive leader for sure. Stevens over to the right side for Nelson. Lobs into Marnin. Quick shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. Bearcats starting to pick up some momentum here. 33-30, their biggest lead of the game. 17-37 to play. Mitchell with a dribble behind the pack. Gets by Stevens. One-handed pass. And now out to the left wing, Booker. Back up to Mitchell. Down to Booker on the block, left side. Shot fake, fade away, over Marnin. No good. Rebound tip. Booker up with it in the lane. Out between the circles for Mitchell. Around to the left side, Jefferson. Pass inside, knocked away. Nelson trying to chase after it. Dives, but can't quite get there. Great hustle by Ashley Nelson, but Lincoln will end up with the basketball.
Boy, we've seen that out of the entire team all season long. Nelson's going to come up with some floor burns out of that one going after that ball.
Andrea Roney checks back in. Over to the sideline comes Price. And again, Lincoln inbounding with 7:16 to play. A three-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Cats were down by one at the half. Now over to the right side. Sims with it for the Blue Tigers. It swings around left for Mitchell. Back to Sims. Nelson reads the pass, gets the steal. Layup the other way for Ashley Nelson is good. Five for Nelson. Timeout Lincoln. 35-30 Northwest Missouri State's lead. 17:01 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 35-30. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln University, 17:01 to play. Good start to the first few minutes of this second half.
Yeah, it certainly has been, and Ashley Nelson doing a great job out there. She's been playing some good defense all night long, but she's got a couple of steals, turned that last one into an easy layup at the other end, and hopefully Northwest can continue the momentum they built up prior to the timeout.
Some pressure in the backcourt by Northwest. Lincoln with the inbound pass to midcourt, knocked away by Schechinger, but Mitchell picks it up. To the top of the key for Lincoln. Down the lane. Shot around Marnin is good for Jakia Mitchell. 4 points for Mitchell. Inbound to Stevens. Northwest up by three. 35-32. Across the timeline. Stevens with it. 16:37 to play. Over to the right side. Schechinger. Out top to Marnin. Marnin inside for Matthews. Matthews spins. Goes up with the shot. And it's good. Tough left hand there for Andy Matthews. 7 points for Matthews after she scored just three in the first half. And it's a 37-32 game, Northwest on top. Mitchell across the timeline collides with Stevens, who tried to make the move to get a steal. And a foul on Monique Stevens will be her second. First foul of the second half, or rather second foul of the second half against Northwest. And Nisha Wright checks back in for the Blue Tigers. Inbound will come to Mitchell. Over to Freddie Sims now on the left side. Back to Mitchell between the circles. Free throw line over to the right side. And a travel call against Ronnie Jefferson will give it back to Northwest Missouri State. 16:11 to play, and the Cats have a chance here to continue building that second half momentum. Courtney Coulter checks in for Lincoln. Takes the place of Jefferson. A freshman replacing a senior. Monique Stevens across the timeline with a dribble for the Cats. Works it over to the left side for Nelson on the wing. Nelson guarded by Coulter. Puts it on the floor. Brings it to the middle of the floor. Top of the key. Left open. The three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Nelson. She has 8 points, and it's a 40-32 Northwest lead. 15:49 to go. Right side Mitchell on the drive. Shot blocked away by Marnin. Marnin will give it up for Stevens. She'll lead the transition for Northwest across the timeline. Over to the right corner, Nelson takes a three. That one in and out, no good. Rebound inside for Wright. Wright has it knocked away by Stevens, and it's picked up by Matthews. Nelson with it out top. Over to the right side, Schechinger. She starts a drive, gives it up top for Matthews. Matthews looking in at Marnin, wants to go with a pass in there. Instead, tries to go cross court, does for Schechinger. Lob for Marnin. Tough pass by Schechinger. Shot by Marnin won't go. Rebound tipped by Matthews. Marnin gives it to Stevens. Now inside to Matthews. Double team. Takes a dribble. Spins and will be called for a travel. And that will give it back to Lincoln with 15-10 to play.
Just bobbled the ball just a little bit on her hip as she tried to make that spin move. It cost her to move the pivot foot before she was able to get that shot off. And unfortunately, gets called for the turnover.
40-32, Northwest lead. Lincoln with it on the left side. Freddie Sims out near the sideline. Top of the key for Mitchell down the left side of the lane. Now out to Sims in the corner. Brings it up to the wing. Spins. Offensive foul on Freddie Sims. Sims knocking Monique Stevens to the floor. That'll be the first on Sims. First team foul against Lincoln, and we come to a timeout. With 14:55 to go, it's 40-32, Northwest Missouri State leading Lincoln. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 40-32, the Northwest Missouri State women, after trailing 28-27 at the half, have come out with a very strong start to the second half. They scored just 27 points in the first half. They've already put 13 on the board through the first 5 minutes of this second half.
I think one thing, going back to what we talked about throughout, too, with the fact that Lincoln has so many of their starters getting a lot of minutes out there, that here in the second half we're seeing Northwest get to some loose balls that Lincoln was fighting with them over in the first half. And I think starting to see a little bit of fatigue set in, and notice it especially with Lincoln on defense.
Stevens brings it across midcourt for Northwest, works it over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key for Matthews, on to the right side, Stevens. A lob pass inside, Marnin hits the shot and draws the foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest as she steps to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called against Andrea Roney. That'll be her second team foul. And Marnin steps to the line right now with 8 points, a chance to make it nine. Marnin's hit 86% of her free throws this year. And a free throw is good. So Marnin converts. 9 points now for Maggie Marnin, and the Bearcats are up by 11. 14:37 to play. Cross midcourt on the left side. Sims to the free throw line. Up with a runner. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped around. Walker out of there with it. Up with the follow. And this time Marnin comes out of there with it for Northwest. Pass ahead taken by Stevens. Stevens to Matthews inside, running the floor. Matthews hits a shot and draws a foul. So just like that, two trips down the floor, and Northwest with two opportunities. The three-point plays from the free throw line.
That time working the transition game perfectly, getting a nice pass into the shot and the bucket as they got it inside that time for Matthews, and a chance for a three-point play, as you mentioned here. Prior to that, Northwest doing a very good job running their half-court offense and getting nice entry pass in for a foul.
Matthews converts. She has 10 points, seven of those in this second half. Nisha Wright was the one that was called for the foul for Lincoln. 46-32 Northwest. Right side Sims to the free throw line for Wright. Top of the key, Coulter. On to the left for Walker. Inside to the high post, Price, down to right, up with the shot over Schechinger, too strong. Rebound tip, Stevens out of there with it. Pass ahead on the left side for Nelson to the baseline, up with the runner, and that one's off the back of the rim, but Nelson draws a foul. She'll go to the free throw line. This one called on Courtney Coulter will be her second. Fourth team foul, 13:54 to play, and Ashley Nelson with a chance to extend the Bearcat lead. First free throw, good. Nothing but net for Nelson. Nelson has struggled a bit at the free throw line, shooting just under 70%. This is someone who's hitting not far from 50% from three-point range.
Sometimes you just wonder with that.
Yeah, it works out weird sometimes. But both free throws go this trip for Ashley Nelson, and she has 10 points. 48-32 Northwest. So far, they've held Lincoln to just 4 second-half points. Coulter with it on the right side. Out between the circles, Sims works it to the right for Coulter, who throws it away. Schechinger gets the steal to Nelson. Ahead for Thayer. Thayer down the left side of the lane. The layup off the glass. Good for Ashley Thayer. First points tonight for Thayer, 50-32 Northwest, 13:29 to play. Walker with it on the right side, gets it on the wing, Sims. Inside to Price, over to the left, Coulter. Three-pointer on the way, high off the glass, no good, rebound to Walker. Fade away from the block, no good for Walker, but draws the foul on Timber Schechinger. That'll be the second on Schechinger, and to the line to shoot two will be Andrea Walker for Lincoln, or excuse me, Ariana Walker for Lincoln. Walker, an 89% free throw shooter. Gets there fairly often. She's 39 of 44, and her first free throw here is off the front of the rim. Meredy Scott checks in for Northwest. Schechinger to the sideline. Denise McEnany will check in for the Bearcats as well. Nelson will go to the sideline. Dahlia Booker has checked back in for Lincoln. Shakia Mitchell is also back out on the floor. And Walker will take a second free throw. And that one is good. So she hit one of the two. 7 points for Ariana Walker. 50-33, the Northwest Missouri State lead. Now full court pressure, and Booker takes it away from Scott. Drives with it over to Sims' right side. Layup off the glass. Good for Freddie Sims. 7 for Sims. Northwest with a quick inbound. Matthews ahead to Scott. Scott over to Thayer. Thayer fakes a pass, dribbles to midcourt, now crosses the timeline, ahead to McEnany, over to Matthews, right side Scott, three-point attempt on the way, good for Meredy Scott. 14th three of the season for Scott, she has 11 points, and it's a 53-35 Northwest lead, 12:45 to go. Mitchell across the timeline for the Blue Tigers. Wanted to pick up the dribble, instead keeps it on the left side, goes on the drive, underhanded shot, way too strong. Scott with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Thayer on the right side. Thayer will bring it across the timeline. Gets a pass to McEnany, left side. Back up to Thayer. Top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble to Marnin. Over to the left side, Thayer. And an illegal screen set on the back side by Denise McEnany for Northwest Missouri State. That will be the first on her. Fourth team foul. And Lincoln will get the basketball with 12:19 to go. Alexis Bay back in the lineup. She's got her nose taped up coming back out there. Now up the right side comes Walker across the timeline with the dribble to the right wing. Down toward the baseline. Through a double team to Mitchell. Over to the left side, Sims. A three-pointer on the way. Good for Freddie Sims. Second three of the game for Sims. She's got 10. Bay with it in the backcourt for Northwest. A 53-38 lead for the Cats. Bay to Thayer. Ahead to McEnany. Over to the right side for Scott. Scott inside to Matthews. Nice pass. Matthews with a shot off the glass. Annie Matthews with 12. 9 of those 12 in this second half.
And nice out of that transition. No dribbles out that entire time. Just pass to pass to pass and resulted in a good look at the bucket.
Sims on the left side with it. Top of the key for Mitchell to the free throw line. Booker out to the right. Walker, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Cats doing a better job rebounding in this second half than they did in the first half against the Blue Tigers. Now Matthews trying to get it to Thayer, throws it away. It goes out of bounds, and we'll go back to Lincoln. Ronnie Jefferson checks back in for the Blue Tigers, takes the place of Walker. 11:21 to go, 55-38, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They've outscored Lincoln 28-10 in this second half so far. Between the circles, Jefferson to the free throw line, Booker out to the right, Mitchell. Top of the key, Jefferson fakes a pass left, goes to the free throw line for Price. Out to the left, Sims. She'll put up a three from the wing, off the front of the rim, Meredy Scott with the rebound for Northwest. Scott into a double team, gets it ahead to McEnany. McEnany to the free throw line, out to the right side there, inside to Matthews. Matthews to Bay at the free throw line. Over to Matthews. 10-footer on the way. Off the back of the rim. Off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Alexis Bay. And a foul called on Bay as well. That'll be her first. Team's fifth. And Lincoln will inbound against some full court pressure from Northwest. Comes into Mitchell, who gives it back for Booker. Booker gives it over to Sims, left side. 10:44 to play. The Northwest women up 55-38. On to the left side, Mitchell between the circles. To the high post on the left side for Price. Over to the right, Jefferson takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound and follow is good for Freddie Sims. That's 12 for Sims. 55-40 Northwest up. Bearcat basketball. Thayer takes the inbound. Goes to McEnany. Now over to the right side for Scott. Scott with it on the wing. Brings it top of the key for Thayer. Thayer being closely guarded by Jefferson. As she brings it to the left side, Jefferson will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Ronnie Jefferson. 15 foul. Northwest to inbound in front of the scorer's table on the near side with 10:14 to go. Bearcats up by 15. Bay takes the inbound. Now to Matthews. Over to the right side there. Inside Scott. Quick shot off the glass. Good for Meredy Scott. It's 13 for Scott. 57-40 Northwest Missouri State's lead. Lincoln with it. Mitchell pushes it up the right side of the floor to the wing. Brings it out top of the key for Booker. McEnany gets the steal. Tips it into the backcourt. Layup on the left side. Blocked away by Booker. But Northwest will inbound it on the baseline left after a timeout. 9:52 to go. 57-40 Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln. We're back to Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 57-40. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln, 9:52 to go in the second half. And the good news is it was a good start to the second half for Northwest, but they've really kept the pressure on so far through the first 10 minutes of the second half.
Hey, and that's important. We've seen the team from time to time open up with a good 5-6 minutes and then maybe let up a little bit and allowed another team to get back in the ballgame. But right now, once Northwest kind of got things started in this half, they've never looked back. And again, we've got a ways to go. We're just midway through this half, but hopefully we'll see that type of focus the rest of the way for Northwest.
Ashley Thayer will inbound for the Cats underneath their own bucket. Pass is tipped into by Walker, and it's tipped ahead to Jefferson. Jefferson with a layup on the left side is too strong. Rebound tipped inside. Followed by Jefferson won't go, but Alexis Bay knocks her to the floor and will be called for the foul. That will be the second on Alexis Bay. 16 foul, and a couple of opportunities for Ronnie Jefferson at the free throw line for Lincoln. She's just 6 of 16 at the line so far this year. Her first one here is good. It's first point of the ball game for the senior out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. 57-41, Northwest lead, 9:43 to go. Second free throw for Jefferson, also good. So she's got her first 2 points tonight. Back to a 15-point game. Northwest Missouri State on top. They've led by as many as 18 in this one. Thayer over to the left side for McEnany. She's got it on the wing. To the free throw line for Matthews. Matthews spins, dribbles to the elbow, gives it for Scott. Down to the baseline. The runner by Scott is good. Meredy Scott with 15 points. 59-42 Northwest up. Jefferson with it on the right side. Up with a quick 18-footer. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound fought for inside, and taking it away is Alexis Bay. And then Bay draws the foul. Both Jefferson and Booker were down there defensively. Booker made a comment to the official who took a little bit longer look at Booker. It's the same official who called a technical on Ariana Walker earlier in the game.
I think we've had a little bit of discussions going on out there this evening. And I think a lot of it coming from the Lincoln side, but...
That's the second foul on Booker. They are across the timeline with it to the wing for Scott. Top of the key, Bay. Bay goes on the drive down the lane to McEnany in the corner. She brings it into the lane. Top of the key, Scott. Right side, Thayer. Up to the wing with the dribble to the free throw line for Bay. Bay puts it on the floor, left side for Scott. Scott back to Bay. Five on the shot clock. Bay down the right side of the lane. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Alexis Bay. First points for Bay, 61-42. Northwest up, 8:40 to go. Across the timeline left, Walker works it over to the wing for Jefferson. Now inside, Booker with a jumper in the lane. No good. Matthews the rebound. Out to McEnany. Two-on-two opportunity. McEnany will slow it up. Bring it between the circles and over to the right side for Scott. Scott to the free throw line for Bay. Left side. Now out to McEnany on the wing. To the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews puts it on the floor once over to the left side. McEnany lobs it inside. Overthrown, getting it by Bay. But it is tipped out of bounds by Freddie Sims. And now it looks like McEnany will have to come out of the ball game with some blood on her right leg. Ashley Nelson will come in her place for Northwest. Bearcats will inbound, baseline right, just under their own bucket. 8:09 to go, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound to Bay, shot off the glass, good. Back-to-back trips down the floor, Alexis Bay gets buckets. 63-42, Northwest on top, 8 minutes to go. Right side, Walker to Jefferson, now down to the baseline. Booker with a dribble, top of the key, Walker. Over to the rest, right side, Sims gets it for Jefferson. Pass inside, taken away by Bay. Alexis Bay has had a good couple of minutes of the ball game here. Gives it up for Thayer, who will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Across the timeline, Jefferson with the reach, knocks it away. And Northwest will inbound on the near side. Timber Schechinger back in the Bearcat lineup. Andy Matthews to the sideline. Back in Andrea Roney for Lincoln, along with Jakia Mitchell. Nelson's inbound to Thayer. Thayer over to the left side, spins. Gets it up on the wing for Bay. Over to Thayer, right wing. Top of the key, Nelson. Open. The three is on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound inside. Docked away from Bay, but she's able to scoot it out to Nelson, who gives it to Thayer. Left side for Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble to Nelson. Back to Schechinger. To the free throw line. Out to the right side for Scott. Now to Thayer. Fakes right. Goes left to Nelson on the wing. Top of the key for Bay. Over to the right side on the wing for Schechinger. She's on the drive. Shot knocked away and a foul call against Lincoln. And that should send Timber Schechinger to the free throw line. Two officials come together before the call is made, and it will be Dahlia Booker called for her third.
Northwest doing a much better job in the second half running their offense, which is one of the reasons why they've had such a good second half as well. But they've been able to get some great entry passes into the lane, had some kickbacks out on the perimeter, and then just running that half-court offense, being very patient, not turning the ball over, and getting some good looks at the bucket.
First of two free throws for Timber Schechinger is good. She has 10 points in the ball game for Northwest. Make that 11 for Schechinger. And Northwest with four players in double-digit scoring so far. Second free throw by Schechinger is good. So she knocks them both down. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 65-42, Northwest Missouri State up. 7 minutes to play. Walker picks up the dribble on the right side, out to Coulter, now back to Walker. Swings around to the left side for Mitchell. Mitchell down to the baseline left. Right with it. Nearly had it taken away, now into a double team, draws a foul. Schechinger and Alexis Bay both down there defensively, and they're going to get Bay with her third foul. 17 foul, so a 1-and-1 opportunity for Anisha Wright. She's 0 of 2 at the free throw line, those attempts coming back in the first half. Front end of the 1-and-1 for Wright. Off the back of the rim. The long rebound picked up by Wright. She got around Ashley Nelson. Now into a double team. Schechinger knocks it away. And it's picked up by Roney. Roney gets it out to Coulter. Top of the key, Walker. Walker nearly lost the dribble, but keeps it over to the left side, trying to get it for Wright. It's tipped out of bounds by Meredith Scott. So an inbound for Lincoln with 6:36 to go. Mitchell will step out to inbound on the far sideline. Gets it out to Walker between the circles. Now to Coulter in the left corner. Brings it up to the wing. Back middle of the floor for Walker. Down to the right side. Roney up with the shot. Too strong. Rebound to the backside. Roney chases after it. Tries to get a pass to Coulter that is tipped out of bounds by Thayer. So another inbound for Lincoln on the sideline near the corner. 65-42. Northwest Missouri State on top. They've had a big second half of basketball to open up this lead. The inbound out between the circles for Walker. Down the right side of the lane, up with the fadeaway, off the front of the rim as the shot clock expires. Official blew a whistle. And it shouldn't have been for a shot clock violation. And I'm wondering if maybe it wasn't an accidental whistle, which would benefit Northwest because the rebound inside went to Lincoln and they had a wide open look after the rebound inside. So now we've got another discussion amongst the officials.
We've had one or two of those tonight.
But I'm wondering when the buzzer sounded, if he accidentally blew his whistle. The ball did get a piece of the rim. So the shot clock got reset. And like I said, it was a wide open offensive rebound to Lincoln inside. And now a technical foul is being called on Coach Collier. So that must have been what the discussion was about. And that's why the whistle came. It wasn't a premature whistle. It was a technical foul call. So that's the second technical of the game. One called against Ariana Walker earlier. Now Coach Collier with a tee.
She hasn't been happy with officiating all evening long. She had some words with some of the officials in the first half as well.
Merity Scott at the free throw line hits the first of the two technical free throws. She hit the two technicals earlier in the game. That was back in the first half. And the second free throw good as well. So she knocks them both down. It's a 67-42 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 6:18 to go. So Lincoln, after scoring the first 10 points of the game, all of a sudden finds itself down by 25. And now Coach Collier asking one of the officials about something before Northwest inbounds the basketball. And they go to the arrow for determining who will get the basketball, and the arrow pointing toward Northwest Missouri State. So Ashley Thayer with it, brings it across the timeline, over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson onto the right for Bay, out on the perimeter. Bay looks inside for Schechinger, instead has to go to the left elbow for Scott. Down low to Thayer, knocked away from her and taken away. Nisha Wright was the one to get a hand there defensively. Walker out of there with it, ahead on the right side for Mitchell. Shot from three-point range short, rebound for Schechinger inside for Northwest. Ahead to Thayer on the right sideline. Across the timeline with it to the middle of the floor. Over to the left side, Nelson. Pass inside to Bay is tipped away, and Wright gets the steal for Lincoln. Gives it up for Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles over to the right wing with 5:36 to go. Drives, gives it up for Roney. Roney loses a handle on it. Schechinger goes to the floor after it. Both Schechinger and Roney with a hold of the basketball. And a possession error will give it to Lincoln. 5:31 to go. 67-42 Northwest Missouri State. Freddie Sims will check back in for Lincoln. Coulter will go to the sideline. And Walker inbounding for the Blue Tigers. Gets it on the right side to Mitchell. She'll bring it out to the corner. Up top of the key, Walker. Started a drive, cut off, pass inside, taken away by Schechinger. So Schechinger gets the steal. Gives it up for Ashley Thayer. And Thayer will bring it across midcourt to the free throw line. Down to the baseline, left for Bay. Up to Nelson. Nelson back to Bay on the left wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. She tries the drive, goes up with the shot, too strong. Rebound picked up by Wright. We will give it up to Walker for Lincoln. We hit 5 minutes to play in this one. Northwest Missouri State up by 25. On the right side, Mitchell. Out top for Sims. Merity Scott gets the steal. To Nelson. Ahead to Thayer. Thayer with a wide open layup the other way. And it's good for Ashley Thayer. Four for Thayer. Timeout Lincoln. 69-42. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 4:48 to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 4:48 to play. John and I hanging out here with Bobby Bearcat,
yes,
with a 69-42 lead for Northwest Missouri State.
Bobby's talking our ears off.
He is.
It's going to be Lincoln basketball coming out of the timeout. They call the timeout, and you just see the effort has really gone down for the Blue Tigers.
Yeah, I think they kind of ran out of gas there in the second half, and even on top of that, I think just mentally they hit a breaking point, I think, in this game.
Sims went on a drive, drew a foul, and will go to the free throw line. The foul call will be against Alexis Bay. Free throws after a timeout. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena with 4:40 to go and a 69-42 lead for Northwest. After this 90-second timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Freddie Sims at the free throw line, coming out of the timeout, misses the first of her two attempts for Lincoln. The second one is on the way, and that one is good. So Sims got one of the two. 13 points for her for a full court pressure now from Lincoln against Northwest. McEnany with it to Schechinger. Ball knocked away and out of bounds on the baseline with 4:36 to go. Schechinger will inbound once again for Northwest. Bearcats up 69-43. The inbound ahead to McEnany, middle of the floor for Bay. Bay spins, gives it up for Thayer, and Thayer will bring it across the timeline. Now on the right side with it, spins, top of the key, over to the right side for Scott. Scott with a dribble to Bay. Looked left, now top of the key with it. Down the left side of the lane, ball knocked away, and Walker comes up with the steal. Walker knocking over Ashley Thayer will be called for an offensive foul. That'll be the third on Walker as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound will come out near midcourt for Thayer. Thayer to the top of the key for Bay. Bay. Wanted to go left for Schechinger. It's knocked away. Walker comes up with the steal. Down the right side of the lane she goes. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound knocked away from Schechinger. Jefferson chases it down for Lincoln. Inside 4 minutes to go. Northwest up by 26. Sims kick out left side. Jefferson with a 24-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound inside for Lincoln to Jefferson cutting the lane. The runner is blocked away, but a foul call will send Ronnie Jefferson to the free throw line. This one will go against Timber Schechinger. That'll be her third. Nine against Northwest in this second half, and two opportunities for Ronnie Jefferson, who has hit both of her chances at the free throw line. Now three, all of them here in the second half. She's also accounted for all of her points. And now Raquel Goldson checks in for Northwest, a 5'7 junior out of Orlando, Florida. Takes the place of Merity Scott. And a second free throw for Jefferson is good. So Jefferson came in a 38% free throw shooter. She's 4 of 4 tonight. 69-44, Northwest Missouri State up. Alexis Bay with it. Gives it for Thayer. Thayer with a pass ahead. Overthrows Schechinger, but it gets to McEnany. Into Schechinger. Cutting down the lane. The layup on the left. Good for Timber Schechinger. Now quickly the other way. Jefferson takes the pass for Lincoln. Her shot inside won't go. Rebound Roney. The follow is good. And Andrea Roney draws a foul, and we'll go to the free throw line for Lincoln. The Northwest foul against Raquel Goldson. That is her first. And Roney to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 5 this season.
3:26 to go. Her only attempt on this trip off the left side of the rim. The long rebound picked up by Schechinger. Gets it to Thayer. Now ahead for Goldson. And Goldson bumped by Sims as Sims went for the steal. That'll be the second on Freddie Sims. And it will send Goldson to the free throw line to shoot two. After that's the 10th team foul against the Blue Tigers. Don't forget the men's game coming up shortly. Both Bearcat teams will be back on the road for three straight once again. Seems like we just got done with that.
I know it.
Goldson's first free throw is good. Cats just playing three straight on the road. Have three more in a row on the road before returning back to Bearcat Arena in late January. Second one is up and good for Goldson. That includes a Tuesday game next week down at Southwest Baptist. 73-47 Northwest Missouri State up. Lincoln with the basketball on the right baseline. Roney drives, gets it out to the left wing. Jefferson with a spin move up with a runner from 10. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound tip. Goldson has it knocked away. Picked up by Jefferson. Her follow blocked by Bay. Picked up by Roney. And Roney hits the shot on the left side. That's 6 points for Roney. 73-49 Northwest. Schechinger on the right side of the lane to Goldson out to the wing. Now it comes out between the circles for Thayer. 2:48 to go. Bay at the top of the key. Works it right side. Schechinger on to Thayer on the wing. Out top of the key, Goldson. Goldson puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the right elbow. Spins. Gets it over to Bay. Bay faked right. Went left. Traveled with it. Gives it back to Lincoln with 2:35 to play.
It's not enough that Northwest has to go on the road Saturday to go to Edmond, Oklahoma. Then you turn around, and it's a short turnaround time to go back down to Bolivar on Tuesday night as opposed to what normally would be a Wednesday game.
Cross midcourt. Yeah, this is the only Wednesday game of the month. It's been a weird January. A drive by Sims. She draws the foul as she tries to go up with the shot, so she'll get two opportunities at the free throw line with a second foul on Ashley Thayer. Yeah, two home games, just one Wednesday game. We had a Thursday game, Tuesday game.
Hard to get it into a rhythm.
And the first free throw by Sims is good. She's 2 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Second one coming up for Sims. That's off the front of the rim. I thought she'd crossed the line a bit early, but she got the rebound, draws another foul, and we'll go back to the line. This one against Timber Schechinger. And that will be the fifth on Schechinger. So she comes to the sideline after a 15-point night tonight for Northwest. She was 6 of 10 from the field, hit a 3, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, and also pulled down 5 rebounds for the Cats. Annie Matthews checks back in. Matthews leading the team with 10 rebounds tonight. Cats being out-rebounded right now, 37-32. Second free throw for Sims is also good. She hit both, 15 for Freddie Sims. And now we've got a whistle. And another free throw for Sims.
Do we have a lane violation out of that? Or?
Well, the free throw made it, so if it was against Northwest, it still would have counted.
Yeah, I don't know.
She hits that free throw. That's a 73-52 game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Pass ahead to McEnany. Her toe was on the sideline when she caught the pass, so that will give it back to Lincoln with 2:19 to play. Over to the left side, Sims with a bounce pass down to the baseline for Booker. Booker brings it out to Walker. Walker underneath. Roney gets the shot to go off the glass. It's 8 for Roney. 73-54 Northwest up. Goldson takes the inbound in a triple team. Gets it out to the right side for Thayer. Thayer dribbles with it in the backcourt against Walker. Now to Bay. Bay spins, holding on to it. Hands it for Thayer with 1:52 to go. And Thayer will bring it across the timeline. Over to the left side on the wing. Working against Walker to the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews on to the left side. Bay with a shot fake. Dribble. 10-footer. Good for Alexis Bay. All 6 of her points have come in the second half. And it's a 75-54 lead for the Northwest women. Pass over to the left side. Jefferson on the drive. Down to Booker. Shot off the glass. Good for Dahlia Booker. It's 9 for Booker. 1:23 to go. Northwest up 75-56. Goldson across the timeline with the dribble. Over to the right side. McEnany. Now to Matthews. Back to McEnany. Between the circles, right, Thayer. Top of the key, Matthews. Looked left side. Over to McEnany instead on the right. The top of the key for Bay. Bay underneath to Thayer. Thayer with the layup on the left, and it's good. Ashley Thayer with 6 points. 77-56, Northwest Missouri State up. We're inside a minute to go. Walker down the left side, kicks it out to Booker. Booker skips across to the right side, Jefferson. Jefferson drives, leaves a pass down for Roney on the right side. Bounce pass across the lane, Jefferson forces the shot, but got it to go. Jefferson with 6 points, 77-58, Northwest Missouri State up. Goldson takes a pass in the backcourt, will dribble across the timeline for Northwest. With a half a minute to go, Goldson tried to get it out to Thayer, throws it by her, picked up by Walker, over to the right for Jefferson, back to Walker, shot good for Walker. 24 seconds to play. Bay takes the inbound for Northwest as this game has just gotten kind of downright sloppy. Goes back to Thayer. Thayer will hold it on her hip, and Walker will stay away and let Thayer run the timeout, and the Northwest Missouri State women get back on the winning track, get back to 500 in MIAA play. At 3-3, they are now 9-5 on the season after a 77-60 win for Northwest Missouri State. The Blue Tigers fall to 7-8 overall and 2-5 in the MIAA. We owe you a break before we go to our post-bank game. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women trailed by one at the half, 28-27. They came out hot right at the start of the second half and kept it on the entire second half. Pull away with a 77-60 win over Lincoln here tonight. In our final 77-60, we're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All
all out, all game, all season. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 77-60, the final. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Lincoln. And John, tonight felt a little bit more for the Northwest women's team like what we saw early on in the season, where they maybe didn't have the best halves of basketball in the first half, but came out and made up for it in the second.
Oh, no doubt about it. First half fell behind by 10 to start the ball game. They ended up firing their way back in the first half, and then second half at one point built a 28-point lead and never let Lincoln get back in the ball game after Northwest had a nice run to start the second half. And I think it was a case of Northwest coming out much more focused in the second half and also wearing down the Lincoln. As Northwest very strong on the bench, got some good performances off the bench, and it just all took its toll on Lincoln by the end of the ballgame.
So Northwest Missouri State women with a win, 77-60 over the Blue Tigers tonight. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the success of the all-employee meeting.
In our all-employee meeting, we invited some area superintendents there and principals and some other guests. And, you know, I think the meeting's significant for many reasons, but one of them is to really talk about what's happening with the changing student demographic. And certainly I took a few minutes to highlight some of our accomplishments from 2012 and, you know, not to list them off for our listeners one by one, but you know, we went through a lot of accreditation kinds of methods last year and came out of all of those activities with no follow-ups. That's not the norm across the nation, and so we're very proud of being reaccredited through 2018, 2019, no follow-ups, going through audits, financial audits with unqualified opinions, no follow-ups, and so on. You know, right at the end of the year, John, we refinanced some bonds and saved about $8.6 million. So continuing to focus on doing what's right for students, taking care of the taxpayer dollar, and really focusing on quality, affordability, and delivering value to all those that we serve. But beyond that, at the all-employee meeting, the focus was really on our changing student demographic, but also what students bring to the table. And Dr. Tim Elmore from Growing Leaders in Atlanta, Georgia, was there. And you saw it, John. At the end, he got a standing ovation. And that's a tough thing to do in the higher ed crowd, I suppose. But, you know, that standing ovation was not just about the way he delivered his message, but really his message itself.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, after a 17-point win for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight, it is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, tonight we've got to look at two players for this award.
Yeah, almost identical numbers. One, Timber Schechinger, got a start tonight, and then Meredy Scott coming off the bench. Schechinger, 6 of 10 from the field, knocked down a three-pointer, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, pulled down 5 rebounds, had 4 steals, ends up with 15 total points. Then you look at Scott. 4-6 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line, knocked down a three-pointer as well, ended up with 4 rebounds for 15 total points, had a couple of assists and a steal, and really gave the team a boost coming off the bench. So both of those players very instrumental in tonight's win.
Double-double tonight for Andy Matthews, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 10 points as well for Ashley Nelson. The Cats with 4 double-digit scores in this one. On the other side, 14 points out of Freddie Sims, leading the way for Lincoln. But the Northwest women moved to 9-5 on the year, 3-3 in the MIAA with a 77-60 win over Lincoln tonight. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.